Welcome to the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. My name is Andrew James Brown and I'm the minister of the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, UK. Knowing that full scope always eludes our grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that we have perceived nothing completely and that, therefore, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk, I hope that, on occasions, you'll find here a helpful liberal, religious and philosophical reflection that encourages you to journey through life, making footprints rather than blueprints. Welcome. A mystery is something in which I am myself involved. A short thought for the day offered to the Cambridge Unitarian Church as part of the Sunday service of mindful meditation. Following on from last week's thought for the day, in which I reflected on Jane Hirschfield's poem, A Small-Sized Mystery, I want to remain close to one of the basic points I made, which was that despite all the very bad stuff happening in our world at the moment, both at home and abroad, there always remains in play the mystery of the world's appearance and reality, which is not something that can properly or fully be understood through human categories, whether moral, philosophical, religious, or scientific. This mystery can meaningfully be called the source of all being, and it has often been given the name God. But in the creative free spirituality, Jiyu Shukyo, being practiced here, there is no need to insist that this name need be used. However, in our culture, God is a word that is hard to avoid. And given this, I tend to follow the philosopher and religious naturalist, Henry Nelson Wyman, in saying that, quote, "Whatever else the word God may mean, it is a term used to designate that something upon which human life is most dependent for its security, welfare, and increasing abundance." That there is such a something cannot be doubted. The mere fact that human life happens and continues to happen proves that this something, however unknown, does certainly exist. Unquote. Now, amidst all the uncertainty in the world, it is with this mysterious something that cannot be doubted that I think we need to remain connected. It is also why I believe a creative free spirituality, Jiyu Shukyo, remains so vital. Along with Imma Okushinichiro Sensei, who has so far most fully articulated in what consists Jiyu Shukyo, I want to say clearly that, quote, "Whether we speak of gods or Buddhas or not, it is the attitude of life that one must stand on the foundation of something ultimate to carry out everyday living that is, I believe, a religious attitude." Unquote. But given that our culture, quite rightly, places such a high value on the use of reason and evidence, it's really hard to push against the idea that the mystery of life, and this mysterious primordial something, is a kind of problem that can be solved using the aforementioned moral, philosophical, religious, or scientific categories. Especially important in all these categories is, of course, the use of reason and evidence. However, it's vitally important not to lose sight of the fact that, although there are problems which arise in life that need to be analysed, and, if possible, solved with the aid of reason and evidence, the mystery of life is not a problem to be solved, but something very, very different. But if life is not a problem to be solved, then what is it? Well, I don't think I've come across a more pithy and accessible answer to this question than that proffered by the philosopher and Christian existentialist, Gabriel Marcel, who said, quote, "A problem is something which I meet, which I find completely before me, but which I can, therefore, lay siege to and reduce. But a mystery is something in which I am myself involved. And it can, therefore, only be thought of as a sphere where the distinction between what is in me and what is before me loses its meaning and initial validity. Unquote. But one of the great problems within the Enlightenment-inspired liberal religious tradition in which this community stands, especially as it has unfolded into the modern scientific age, is that, to quote one of Marcel's students, Henry Bugby, it so often failed to see that our experience of the world involves us in a mystery which can be intelligible to us only as a mystery. The failure of liberal religion, when it has occurred, lies not in valuing highly reason and evidence, but in the overestimation of their reach. They have their esteemed and useful places, but their limits need, frankly, always to be acknowledged, or trouble will follow. To my mind, no one has put this insight better than John Locke in his introduction to his essay concerning human understanding. Quote, "When we know what our muscular strength is, we shall have a better idea of what physical tasks we can attempt with hopes of success. And when we have thoroughly surveyed the powers of our own minds and made some estimate of what we can expect from them, we shan't be inclined either to sit still and not set our thoughts to work at all, in despair of knowing anything, or to question everything, and make no claim to any knowledge because some things can't be understood. It is very useful for the sailor to know how long his line is, even though it is too short to fathom all the depths of the ocean. It is good for him to know that it is long enough to reach the bottom at places where he needs to know where it is, and to caution him against running aground." Unquote. As a product of the liberal religious tradition, particularly during the pandemic, as I, along with other family members, helped nurse my wife's daughter through her final days of life, I began to realise just how ill-equipped I was in this regard. As the pandemic ran on, I took the opportunity to look back through my archive of addresses stretching back more than 20 years, and I began to see how for too much of the time, religion had shown up to me primarily as a problem to be solved. Consequently, many of my words now appear to be like examples of a dog endlessly worrying at a bone, the goodness of which has long been wholly extracted. For that, I must express my sincere and profound regret and apologies. I saw that religion, and by extension spirituality, had basically become to me, as it had to many of my historical liberal forebears and contemporary colleagues, simply a problem which I met, which I thought I could find completely before me, and to which I could lay siege and reduce to simple answers, solely through the use of reason and evidence. I foolishly failed to see that these essential plumb lines, which helped me not to run aground when sailing close to the shore, in the middle of the ocean, that is to say, in the midst of the mystery of life, simply couldn't work. I realised I needed more fully to heed the poet John Keats' prescient reminder that for human beings to live most fully and creatively, they needed to remain capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. This is, of course, Keats's vitally important idea of negative capability. Now, alongside the use of reason and evidence, humanity has, of course, always needed to nurture this negative capability, this willingness to accept that our experience of the world involves us in a mystery which can be intelligible to us only as a mystery. But in today's science and technology-driven world, when the problems we need to solve using reason and evidence are so many and huge, potentially so overwhelming, it's vital that liberals, who have abandoned formal traditional religion in their millions, are offered ways by which, with a clean heart and full belief, they can regularly come back home into a community that is consciously centered on the mysterious something upon which all life depends. And it is here that I think we find the great contemporary relevance of the kind of creative free spirituality, Jiyu Shukyo, I'm trying to articulate and practice here with you. It is because Jiyu Shukyo, even as it continues to affirm the vital role of reason and evidence in human life, always also remains willing to acknowledge and bow reverently and with gratitude to the profound mystery of life, to that something which cannot be doubted and upon which all things depend. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. So farewell for now, and remember, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. See you on the path.